Do you have any scripture memorized? Hi there, I'm Maddie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Back in my senior year of high school, I memorized Ezekiel 37, 1-14. And it's that passage in the Old Testament about the bones that come back to life, and it's pretty epic. And it meant a lot to me because I had never heard that story before senior year. And at the time, I was desperate to find new things in my faith. So for me, it was an example of how God reveals new things to us. But I'm not the only person that memorizes scripture. Join me for today's Devo. It's called Why I Memorize by Allison Wilson Lee. I love God's Word, the Bible, and all that He put in it for us. I think it's so important to commit Bible verses and passages to memory so that we are never without it. Some of the reasons I like to have God's Word memorized is for comfort in the middle of the night, for peace when I'm feeling anxious, or for a reminder that I'm not alone. I like to have all kinds of Bible verses and songs in my head for other reasons. Anytime I'm feeling down, the verses I memorized can come to me and remind me that life isn't all that bad. They remind me of who God is and how He has come through for me over and over again. I can't say how many times I've thought of different verses or songs in moments when I was starting to feel down, and they made me feel better. Sometimes I am in the deepest, darkest place, and the reminders from Scripture slowly move me from it. In John 14:26, Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit will remind you of everything I have said to you." No matter where we are or how anxious our thoughts get, we can remember the promises from God's Word. He promises that He will be with us. His hand will guide us, and He will give us peace. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time a Bible verse or passage brought you comfort or helped you in some way? What was that like? The Bible is full of God's promises to us, and all these promises point to Jesus. He loves us so much that He died and rose to save us. Once we've put our trust in Jesus, we can know that He is always with us. His Holy Spirit is living in us, reminding us of the truth of the gospel, in providing us with peace and strength through His Word. Do you have any Bible verses or passages memorized? Do you have any favorite songs that are based on Scripture? If you've never memorized a Bible verse before, why not start today? Who are some friends you could memorize Scripture with? As you and I can read in Psalm 119:11:5, "I have hidden your word in my heart. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 119:11-26, 28, as well as Psalm 103-105, and John 14:23-27, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that you can get Unlocked as a print devotion? Well, you can. What I love about this is that you can take notes, which not only helps you process, but also helps you see how far you've come. One of my favorite things about journaling is that it allows you to look back and read your thoughts from a specific time. This is very cool in your walk with God because you can see where He brought you through doubts and when He answered your prayers. So I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org to order your paper copy of Unlocked and get journaling today. Also, you're stuck with me for another wonderful day of Devos tomorrow. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.